Welcome to Kevin's English Room Podcast.
Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hello. That's fun.
I have something.
Okay.
Sure. Yeah. You know how when you're into like these contents in social media, you're looking at these English contents, mm-hmm. and, like the American culture contents, you often hear that the Japanese people often apologizes too much. Mm-hmm. You hear that, right?
Yeah,
you feel like
yeah.
that's a cliche.
Right. Saying sorry too much.
Is a Japanese
yeah.
yokunai koto.
Yeah.
Right, is what you hear.
Yeah. Like, not only like social media, it's like it's said even in schools.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's like widely spread in Japanese.
Oh, I see. And I never actually truly believed it.
Okay.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
I never truly believed it. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I don't know. I mean, Japanese people, you know, have a way of like, I mean, they have their own, you know, communication style. And mm-hmm. I don't know if that's, I don't know. Like, what we do is what we do. Yeah. And I don't know if that's, if the American way is correct. I don't know about that.
Mm.
I was at Narita Airport. Haneda Airport.
Okay.
No, when we were back from Florida.
Okay.
Yeah, you were there. And I actually saw the scene mm-hmm. where that was happening.
Okay.
The Japanese apologizing so much mm-hmm. and the American is frustrated.
Oh, by that?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it was like the first time that I understood both sides.
Okay.
Like,
okay.
You were there. I feel like you were there with me. Like,
okay.
So we were sitting at the bench
mm-hmm.
at the carousel.
Oh, I guess I wasn't there then.
Oh, no, you were there, man. You were there.
At Haneda, right?
Yeah, back from Florida. We were at Haneda carousel waiting for luggage.
Yeah. Okay.
And, I was sitting at the bench.
Yeah. In Kaketan, right?
Yeah.
I was in a bathroom and then.
No, but you were back.
You're behind me. Yeah, I was there. The same bench. Yeah.
Next to you.
Okay.
Was a shokuin-san. I don't know if it was a. I don't know okay. which company it was, but like a Japanese shokuin-san.
Okay.
And an American tourist.
Oh, yes. I remember that scene.
And the tourist, the woman was like, I need to get my bag. Like, I don't know where my bag is.
Yeah, and she was finding a hotel and check the information to that stuff. So. And yeah.
You heard it.
Yeah.
So, what'd you...
Right, I remember that.
The American was like, so yeah, I just need to get my bag by Friday because I'm going to leave Tokyo on Friday. I'm going to go to Osaka. And if I don't get my luggage by then...
Mm.
So she lost her baggage.
Mm-hmm.
Like, her baggage didn't come to Haneda.
Okay.
And she's like, I don't know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
She needs help, right?
Mm.
And like, I need to get my bag. Like, so can you do that? And the woman was like, oh, sorry. Like, you know how the Japanese, they say that the Japanese, like, they laugh.
When they sorry.
Like the Japanese people, what they do is like, if they don't understand the English, they kind of like laugh.
And
kind of half gomakasu.
Right.
Like, I saw...
Yeah.
And I saw that the American woman was like getting kind of pissed off at the woman kind of like aiso warai, like awasete warau. Like, do you remember how the conversation went? Or no?
Were you not there the whole time? Not that exactly.
Yeah.
I just remember that she was trying to find a hotel, but the shokuin-san, well, of course, don't know about hotel or anything.
Yeah.
So she was like running and check the information and That was only
that was I remember. The only part you remember.
Yeah,
I got it. So she lost her baggage,
mm-hmm.
and by the time I got there, they were already having conversations.
Oh,
so
okay.
I don't know how it started,
but
the woman was like, "So I can't find my baggage, my luggage, and it's I don't know where it is." And then like the woman was like, "Okay, well, like your flight number, passport number, a name," and then she was getting kind of frustrated. Oh. She was like, "So I'm gonna leave. So are you going to send me the information of where my baggage is?
Mm.
I need the baggage by Friday or it's going to ruin my whole trip. I'm going to leave Tokyo by Friday, so I need it. So are you going to give me the information?" the woman was like, your passport number, please. Oh, my passport number? Oh, I just said my passport number. It's on the passport. Can you just write it off the passport? yeah. So sorry. Can you have passport number, please? Mm. Oh, my passport? Okay. Well, okay. My passport number is SH... okay, thank you. Your name, please. My name. Yeah, my name is blah, blah, blah. It's on the passport. Can you just write it off here? Mm-hmm. So sorry. Okay, So what was the your luggage color? Oh, it was black, and it had like a belt on it, and I really need it. So are you gonna send me like an email of this? Am I gonna be able to track the baggage? So sorry. What is your? And it was like that was kind of like I understood how it's kind of frustrating for her.
Yeah.
Like,
so you? I mean, me too. I understand both. Yeah. Size.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like, she kind of replies everything with like, oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
And then kind of laughs and then kind of just...
Yeah.
It's just, I don't know what to do there.
True.
What do you think of the situation?
But I really understand from the tourist size, that's not something she wanted. Like, always like laugh for the... question and for the information and why are you laughing? This is a serious situation.
Yeah.
No, I understand that. But from the other side, like staff size, I also understand like it's like a customer service, so you have to be polite, make, you know, angry people.
Right.
Like
that's true.
Right. So yeah. Okay. Wow.
Because in America, if you don't understand, you don't go with the just laugh and just kind of I saw what I that's something that doesn't happen, right? But it does happen in Japan.
Yeah.
So there's that culture friction happening. And then
so the laughs make the tourist more angry.
Yes.
And then more she gets angrier, more the customer size, like, starts smiling.
That's right.
To
settle down, to calm down the atmosphere, the tension. That
situation,
right?
So.
it's an opposite.
Yeah, like, never-ending.
That's right.
Battle.
That's right. So, I thought, I don't know what to do there, you know? Yeah.
Wow. Well, I mean, I didn't notice that. What's going on then?
Right.
Is that like the problem of like English, simply like English communication ability?
Well, I feel like both ends could have done a better job at communicating. The American woman could have said things slower, could have said things... She was talking pretty, like, at a normal speed there, you know?
Yeah, which means very fast.
Yeah. And I guess the Japanese side could have... I don't know what the Japanese side could have done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because that's what we do in Japan. Yeah. That's the proper... Or even, like, that's the best way... of dealing with those problems. Mm-hmm. If it happens in Japan, in Japanese, like if the traveler was Japanese, for example, shucho from Tokyo to Fukuoka, then airport staff said, "申し訳ないです." It's a quite like natural and very even like polite.
Right.
Way.
Good standard.
Yeah. So she didn't do anything wrong.
Right. I don't think that completely adjusting to the American side is the right thing to do.
Yeah.
So. I actually, it was the first time I actually felt, you know, the cultural friction.
Wow, that's true. Know, that is true.
Happening right in front of me.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Wow.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Wow. Well, it's a difficult one.
Yeah.
Yeah, true. But maybe and it's also in the airport, right?
Yeah.
An international flight.
Yeah.
Airport. That's also one element, right? It's not like the restaurant in local restaurant in Japan or something.
It's an international airport. So like you have to, it's not completely 100% Japanese style.
Yeah. Like it's in Japan, of course, it's Haneda.
Mm.
But at the same time, it's like a still like international zone, right?
Like, what are you going to expect? Only Japanese people right now, right? Like, yeah, you're going to have international people coming in the area, so. Yeah.
But, wow.
All right, so.
Wow.
Interesting situation, I thought.
Yes.
All right.
Wow.
Thanks for listening, guys.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
But if they know both sides.
Oh, yeah, go ahead. Yeah,
sorry. Yeah, if they just, they know the both sides standard,
mm-hmm.
that helped a lot, I guess.
Right. I guess knowing.
Yeah.
I guess one thing that the Japanese could have done was like knowing how the Americans would take that.
Yeah, yeah.
I guess that's.
Yeah. How the standard of Americans, of you know, those.
Yeah.
But, and that's, you know, the other hand, like American, if she knew this is the Japanese standard,
that's right.
Yeah.
She would have been, I guess, more cooperative of her communication
understandable
style.
Yeah.
I agree. That's true.
So you have to make a content for those people and.
Right.
Yeah, you have to like put it in that airplane or something.
That's true. You got to make a TikTok.
Yeah, you should. for them.
Like, for them.
Yeah.
Man. All right. Thanks for listening, guys.
Yeah, thank you.
Bye-bye.